We were involved last year with it. The Community Trust were approached by Petrofac to help organise it and run it, and it was a very successful tournament last year, so we're more than happy to support it again this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great example of the club and the community forging a strong relationship.
Yeah, well, I think the Community Trust is all about support and opportunity, and to provide that for people within the local community. And a lot of the time that will be for people that need that leg up. But in the city at the moment, we're obviously facing an awful lot of challenges right across the board, because we're so dependent on the oil and gas industry. And I think no more so than that, they need support of the club, the Community Trust, the whole city, to try and get through this difficult spell and come out the other side.
Just looking at how the Dons are doing, it's been an exciting season so far, hasn't it?
It has. It's just halfway through February. We've been incredibly consistent this season. We started very well. We had a well-acknowledged dip after that, but we've come back very strongly. The players have played very well for the majority of the season, and that's why they find themselves where they are. So the challenge now is to continue that till the end of the season and see where that makes us end up.
How confident are you that Aberdeen can push Celtic all the way and just keep going toe-to-toe with them?
Well, as I've already said, the consistency that we've shown so far this season is one of the key factors why I think that we can continue to play well for the rest of the season. The manager is always talking about just seeing the next game, trying to pick up as many points as you can. If you play well, you perform well, then hopefully that will be enough to win games. If we try and win as many games as we can, then we'll find out where we deserve to be at the end of the season, because usually where you finish in the league is where you deserve to finish. So there's still plenty to play for. Like I said, the players deserve an awful lot of credit so far for how they've performed, but they still realise there's a lot of work to do, and I'm sure they're looking forward to that.
The manager has instilled such a great sort of steely mental toughness right throughout the dressing room, hasn't he?
Yeah, there's no getting away from winning breeds confidence, but they've been up against some difficult situations so far this season, but they've responded well to, and I think you can see that the players are playing well. They're playing at a high level more often than not, and I think that's why we find where we are at the moment.